Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, August 8th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share these messages each weekday morning from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement, and it's our desire to encourage you this day. Today's message is titled, Lessons from Grasshoppers. The scripture text is Isaiah 40, verse 22.
He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in.
Do you have distinct memories from your childhood, and then a clear reminder of them as you experience it later in life? I recall as a young boy visiting my grandparents in southern Missouri during the summer. Of course, I enjoyed playing outside during the hot days of July and August, and I remember the scores of grasshoppers in the farm fields. It was a pleasurable boyhood adventure to catch as many as possible, but I sure didn't like the tobacco-like juice they spit out on my hands. Now, some 40 years later, I enjoy walking or riding my bike along the farm trail between the cornfields across from our home. At this season, grasshoppers are abundant, seemingly everywhere you look, hopping to and fro. They sing as they scrape their rear legs against their wings. When I'm on that trail, the sights, sounds, and even the torrid heat of the summer, for me, sure hasn't changed much.
Well, the Bible says we are all like grasshoppers. This powerful perspective is found in Isaiah 40, which contains one of the greatest expressions of the glory and the majesty of God in the entire Bible.
The daily verse states, He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. What a candid bluntness regarding the relative temporary and frail condition of man. As I walk along the trail, the grasshopper is just a tiny little insect compared to me, and it has a lifespan of only 4 to 12 months. The ones that I saw as a young boy are nothing more than a brief memory. They're long gone. And with a longer, let alone eternal perspective, that's the same for us as far as our earthly journey.
Nature and history verifies this again and again. Are we different today? I suspect each living generation suspects a special significance to their own existence. But the Bible declares, quote, generations come and generations go, unquote. That's from Ecclesiastes 1:4. And so will ours.
The imagery of the grasshopper in the daily text is contrasted with, quote, he who sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, end quote. Another Bible text asks, what is man that thou art mindful of him? But praise be to God, the Almighty is mindful of every one of us. He does love and care for each one, although in comparison to deity, we are like grasshoppers. He provided his Son, who came down to dwell among us. He gave his life for the fallen human race. And then he rose from the dead and ever lives to make intercession for us. And one glorious day, he is coming again. I urge you to keep that perspective before you today as you go through the stuff of life. I hope you remember this every time you see a grasshopper.
Let's pray together. Father God, your almighty power is balanced with your tender compassion toward all of creation. It is because of your abundant mercies that we are not consumed or utterly forsaken. You provide exceedingly more than the bare essentials for our earthly dwelling. Your abiding presence provides faithfulness, stability, and expectant hope for every challenge we face. Thank you for clothing us with dignity, providing us with salvation, and for abiding with us day in and day out. Amen. Well, I added a little note today. You know, catching grasshoppers isn't just a boy's thing. I grew up on a small farm west of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and by August, when temperatures soared well over the 100-degree mark, our large yard just simply turned into brown stubble. Well, we children went barefoot most of the summer, so we were often stepping on grasshoppers. And we'd often compete with, I'd compete with my brothers and sisters to see who would catch the most grasshoppers in a quart canning jar. Every so often, the temptation to catch one still comes calling, and I find myself doing just that, much to the horror of Esther, who is looking on.
Amen. Well, we can learn a lot of lessons from grasshoppers, can't we? Well, I do have a number of additional resources up, and the website is still down today. If you're a podcast listener that has subscribed to the podcast, that's how you're coming to this. And thus, these resources, I don't have a way to get these links to you. If you're an email listener that's listening to the podcast from that source, you can go back to your email today. I have a link to the entire passage from Isaiah 40, one of the great, great chapters of the Bible, and also a link to a reading of it by a very, very just meaningful type of sounding reader. I have a photo today of my neighbor beside her prized sunflower. She's over probably 12 to 15 feet tall, this sunflower. Oh, maybe say 10 to 12. And also a couple links about the grasshopper days. I prepared these messages. I need to do some study. And I found a couple of online links to grasshoppers. One of them, and I can give this to you over the podcast even. It's an easy URL. It's called www.whatsthatbug.com/grasshoppers.html. That is neat because, boy, they got some pictures of just beautiful, very colorful grasshoppers, much unlike what I normally see. Well, have a blessed day today. Again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber on this lovely Tuesday morning. It's getting warm already today, but we're thankful for our air-conditioned home office that we can share these messages from until we get out a little later and walk that field and we see all those grasshoppers. Blessings.